You're in the Stampede, West Virginia Metro News' only show dedicated exclusively to the Thundering Herd. Here's your host, Dave Wilson.
Welcome in the program. Good to be back. We are smack dab in the middle of summer. Now that the 2015-16 athletic year has come to an end, we're ready to look ahead to 2016. It is the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. We're going to talk with Athlon Sports' Stephen Lassen. Athlon out with its predictions and previews of Conference USA, who Stephen Lassen thinks will win the East and ultimately win Conference USA, what he thinks Marshall will do this year. We'll talk to him coming up in about 10 minutes. Conference USA TV deal's been a lightning rod. Could we see the beginning of the end of Conference USA? We'll weigh in on that as well. News notes, gang's all here. Dave Wilson with you. Email me, dwilson@wvradio.com. Twitter handle, @DaveWilsonMN. Also on Facebook, shows on iTunes, Podomatic.com, and WVMetroNews.com as well. Gang's all here. Clark, Crystal, and Ryan ready to go. As I mentioned, we'll talk with Stephen Lassen, getting set for the 2016 Conference USA season. And I've already seen the speculation out there that this could be the year before the year for the Thundering Herd. Now, you all know my theory. We've talked about this several times in the past about trying to predict an upcoming season, whether it's football or basketball. One of the factors I like to look at is look at the schedule. Look at the 12-game schedule Marshall has and decide which games you're going to be favored in, which games you're going to be an underdog in, and which games are going to be toss-ups. And you can get pretty close. That's what I like to do. I like to look at the schedule and go, okay, Morgan State, check. This one, check. All right, you got MTSU at home. You got to go to Southern Miss. Which games are you going to be favored in? Which games are you going to be a dog in? I don't know, other than maybe Pitt and Louisville might be a toss-up just because you get them at home. Marshall's going to be a true underdog in any of those games this year. There are several toss-ups. I wouldn't sleep on Akron coming to town in the real opener of the season after Morgan State. I wouldn't sleep on the Zips. I wouldn't sleep on Middle Tennessee coming to the Joan either. But Marshall gets Middle Tennessee at home. Marshall gets Western Kentucky at home this year. Two big advantages for the Herd. Big disadvantage, Marshall has to play 12 straight weeks with that bye week, the opening week of college football season. So we're going to talk to Stephen Lassen about all of that, get his opinions on Marshall, where it will head. Well, I'm going to ask him about that too, about how that factored into Athlon Sports' decision as they predicted Conference USA. Marshall playing 12 straight weeks of football here in the 2016 season. And is this the year before the year? You got a very experienced offensive line, but you got to replace a lot of pieces at those skill positions. You got to replace a lot of pieces on defense. We'll talk about all that with Stephen Lassen in about 8 minutes. The Conference USA TV deal has been the hot topic around the league for the last couple of weeks. And to call it alarming might be the most positive description you can have of the deal. The bottom line, Conference USA is now scraping the bottom of the barrel, and it's leaving athletic directors trying to figure out how to make up for that lost revenue. In a day and age in which schools such as Marshall, budgets are tight, getting Marshall from Huntington to El Paso is a huge endeavor. Now, league officials are spinning this contract as positive in the sense that it can be redone in 2 years. This is only a 2-year contract, but what signs are out there that cable viewership is going to go up in the next 2 years? What signs are out there that makes league officials believe they can get a better deal in 2 years? Are they banking on the league improving to the point where it becomes a coveted property? because it's going to be top heavy. I think Western Kentucky, Marshall, Southern Miss is going to rebound. You can throw La Tech in there, and I think ODU is a program on the rise. But is it going to rise to the level where TV networks, Fox, CBS, ESPN are going to go, hey, we need Conference USA football? Now, football drives everything. We know that. It drove conference realignment. It drives your television deal. The overall product is just not highly coveted. Now, you've got major media markets in your league, but you have irrelevant teams there. You know, there's not a big clamoring for FIU and FAU football down in the Miami area. North Texas is barely a blip on the map in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Marshall's huge, Huntington's not. Western Kentucky, big. Bowling Green is not. Southern Miss, great program. Hattiesburg, not exactly the media center of the world. Now, I've seen columns and articles out there that Conference USA maybe eventually dissolves or merges with another conference. I don't really have any insight to that, but if that does happen down the road, I think you look back at this TV rights deal, the major funding reduction as the beginning of that process and the beginning of the end of Conference USA as we have come to know it. It's the Stampede Podcast. We're presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Download the show on iTunes, Podomatic.com, WVMetroNews.com as well. You know where to find me, D. Wilson at WVRadio.com. At Dave Wilson MN is my Twitter handle. Some of the headlines around Thundering Herd Athletics this week. This is a big deal. Marshall getting some depth there at the in the quarterback room. Xavier Gaines and Jackson White are at Marshall, going to be eligible right away. That'll add some much-needed depth to the quarterback room. But there's still a lack of experience there after you get past Chase Litton. Former Thundering Herd basketball standout James Kelly getting a workout with the Houston Rockets. Oh, by the way, Mike D'Antoni's the head coach there, but Kelly getting a workout with the Rockets. North of the border, Rakeem Cato still with the Alouettes. It looks like Cato is going to be the backup there to Kevin Glenn this year. Cato mentioned in a recent article in the Montreal Gazette, Owls dressed 7 quarterbacks in his most recent preseason game. Taj Boyd was the only quarterback not to play in that game. I believe they play again this weekend. TCU's Jamie Dixon hiring former Thundering Herd basketball coach Tom Herrien as an administrative assistant. That's reported by CBS Sports. Of course, Herrien worked under Dixon at Pitt. Third school in 3 years for the former Thundering Herd basketball coach. Vinny Curry getting a little preseason pub. He was mentioned in the MMQB.com. The article called Curry Poised to Break Out, or poised to be a breakout star in 2016. My favorite line through the entire article, Curry maintained his politeness throughout the conversation. That sounds like the Vinnie Curry that we know. Coming up, going to talk with Stephen Lass in Athlon Sports, get his predictions on Conference USA this season. Also, we're going to get more into this Conference USA TV deal from a couple of different angles. One, I have heard talk and chatter that maybe it's time to go back to the Mid-American Conference. Now, the MAC does have a better TV deal at this point. I don't see taking a step backward as progress toward the future, and I do consider the Mid-American Conference to be a step backward. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Also, a couple of interesting columns that are out there, including one from a guy that's quickly becoming one of my favorite columnists, Harry Minium, from the Virginian Pilot down in Norfolk, talking about pending court cases that really should have mid-majors worried. We'll get into that. We will talk about predicting Conference USA next with Athlon Sports' Stephen Lassen. This is the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Harry Minium has an interesting column in the Virginia Pilot down in Norfolk. talking about pending court cases that should really worry mid-major conferences, including and especially Conference USA. And it has to do with transfer rules. And it has to do with the NCAA basically being opened up to free agency and how that would affect the league. There's a pending court case. Remember the punter? He wanted to transfer, I think it was from Northern Illinois to Iowa. Couldn't do it. Would have to sit out a year. He's got a court case that if he wins could basically do away with the rule that you have to sit out a year. That could open things up. And Harry Minium makes the argument that your mid-majors could basically become AAA programs, minor leagues for the group of five schools. If you can transfer anywhere you want to go, not have to sit out a year. Let's say Ohio State needs a quarterback next year. Hey, that Litton kid looks pretty good down at Marshall. Maybe we can get him to come up here to finish out his junior and senior years. That is what Harry is making the argument, so we'll talk about that coming up a little bit as well. And just forget about this conversation about, oh, maybe we should go back to the Mid-American Conference. That's not a step forward. We'll talk about that coming up as well. Right now, the 2016 season is, we're under the 100-day mark as it stands right now before the first game between Marshall and Morgan State. Athlon Sports is out with its 2016 Conference USA preview, picking Middle Tennessee to win the East. Also, high expectations for Southern Miss. What about the Herd? Steven Lassen is with Athlon Sports. He joins us here on the Stampede Podcast for the early 2016 forecast. Steven, I thought maybe we would get to July before we started talking, previewing the 2016 season and forecasting it, but yeah, it's never too early to start talking football.
It's never too early, you know, especially for us at Athlon Sports. We really just stay in that college football cycle 24/7, 365 days a year, and especially now with our preseason preview magazines on the newsstands, the news cycle for college football really never ends. And you know, the exciting thing about it is I think it's going to be another great year of college football.
Before we get to predicting Conference USA, what do you think are the big storylines to look for as we approach preseason practice and to follow throughout the season in Conference USA?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is, you know, when you start to look at the divisions, and it's a league that has a lot of intrigue on both sides of it. You know, when you start to look at the West Division, Southern Miss, I think, returns probably the best collection of talent across the league. But there's a new coach, Jay Hobson, taking over after Todd Monken left for the NFL. What changes does he make in year one? I think that Southern Miss on paper looks like the best team, but some coaching uncertainty. And then I think when you look at the East Division, MTSU, Marshall, and Western Kentucky, three really good teams, some question marks about each one. I think quarterback play is so fascinating for these three teams, especially at Western Kentucky. How do they replace Brandon Dowdy? He was so valuable to that offense and to that team last year. And I think that's really one of the biggest things is how does a team like Western Kentucky that was so good replace its starting quarterback? And you look at the next tier of the league, the FAU, Old Dominion, FIU, I think there's some potential for these teams to improve. Can they take that next step? And of course, not to mention Louisiana Tech losing Kenneth Dixon, a really great running back for the last few years. How do they replace him?
You know, I think, Stephen, Conference USA really needs schools such as FAU and Old Dominion to really take that next step. They need the overall profile of the conference to come up a little bit.
They really do. You know, that's always one of the things about Group of Five leagues is that sometimes you see them, they're really top-heavy. You know, the Mountain West is kind of a good example of that because Boise State has been so good for so long. But you need those middle-tier teams to take a step forward. And once you start building that depth, the conference as a whole can take a step forward. And I think Conference USA will have some help coming in the next few years with UAB starting football again. They were on the right track prior to kind of shutting the program down for a couple years under Bill Clark. I think UAB getting back and having Bill Clark there will help. But I think SAU, Old Dominion, those programs are on the right track. I think Charlotte is, while they're struggling right now as they transition to the FBS level, that's a program with a lot of potential. Plus, you have new coaches at UTSA and North Texas that seem to be good fits for both programs. So I think as a whole, Conference USA is moving in the right direction. You know, certainly, you know, the recent news about the television contracts, all that, a little concerning, but I think on the field, as far as these programs go, a lot to be optimistic about.
Talking with Stephen Lassen, Athlon Sports, getting ready for the 2016 season, talking about the Conference USA preview and predictions. Who do you like over in the Western Division first?
We like Southern Miss. You know, when we looked at the West Division, we thought it was pretty clear that Southern Miss was the best team going into the season. This is a program that has made some pretty significant improvement over the last few years and really used to be a program that was very good. I mean, it was almost penciled in 8-9 wins for Southern Miss, and they took a step back there for a couple years. But Todd Monken got this program back on track. Now he hands it over to Jay Hobson, who did a nice job at Alcorn State. He's a guy, too, that has experience at Southern Miss, was an assistant there, has been in the, he's from Mississippi. I think the big question, though, is what does he do in year one? You know, a new coach is always going to make some changes, put his stamp on the program. I don't know if you're Jay Hobson, you want to make too many changes, because this is a team that returns 12 starters and won 9 games last year. Nick Mullen, I think the league's best quarterback. Certainly some losses to replace on both sides of the ball, but Southern Miss, on paper, with Nick Mullins leading the way, I think is the best team in the West Division. Of course, there's always that coaching uncertainty. As long as he doesn't make too many changes for year one, I think Southern Miss is the best team.
Stephen, over on the Eastern side, I think there's three teams there that can win that division. Obviously, Marshall's one of them. I think Middle Tennessee and, of course, Western Kentucky are all kind of right there under that umbrella. Is that what you guys are seeing?
That's what we thought, too. You know, we really thought that MTSU, Marshall, and Western Kentucky are really 1A, 1B, and 1C. I don't think there's a clear favorite out of that trio. And I think, you know, you can make a pretty good case for all three teams to win the league this year. I think Western Kentucky, on paper, is probably the biggest mystery out of those three, just because anytime you have to replace a guy like Brandon Dowdy at quarterback, so valuable to that offense and to that team, What's the next guy going to do? Mike White from South Florida is supposed to be the new quarterback, and they have a lot of good skill players in place. But when you look at Western Kentucky's schedule, they have to go to MTSU, and they have to go to Marshall, and they also play Louisiana Tech in crossover play. So the schedule works against Western Kentucky, and that's why our decision really came down to MTSU and Marshall. And I think our debate between MTSU and Marshall for number one in Conference USA East was probably one of the more extended debates that we've had out of any Group of Five league. This was a really tough call for us to pick MTSU at one over Marshall.
Okay, why the Blue Raiders over the Herd?
You know, it was really tough. We talked a lot about these two teams and kind of went back and forth. I think, you know, we had some, you know, we kind of go around the room and we all kind of rank our teams and then we debate a little bit. We had a lot of support for Marshall and pretty much the same support for MTSU. One thing that we looked at with scheduling was MTSU gets Louisiana Tech at home in a crossover game early in the year. They also host Western Kentucky in mid-October. I think if you want to catch Western Kentucky, you want to catch them early in the year, because that's when they're going to be replacing Brandon Dowdy, still a quarterback, probably some transition there. We think the schedule helps MTSU. Marshall has to play at Southern Miss and then catches Western Kentucky later in the year. Of course, it certainly helps Marshall that both of MTSU and Western come to Marshall. But when we looked at these two teams, they were so close. It just came down to, we think Brent Stockstill, Richie James, this MTSU offense, going to have just enough to get over Marshall. But both teams probably right there in that 8-9 win range this year, probably tying at the end of the year in conference record.
Talking with Stephen Lassen, Athlon Sports, on previewing Conference USA. Did the fact that Marshall has to play 12 straight weeks, its bye week comes the beginning of the year, does that factor in at all? Because I think Herd fans, Stephen, have this uneasy feeling that 12 straight weeks, you're going to get banged up a little bit, and maybe you slip up in a game you shouldn't.
I think that's a fair point. You know, I think we've seen teams, you know, over the last couple of years have had to navigate a similar schedule, and I've seen coaches kind of comment and talk about it, that, you know, it takes a toll when you have to play 12 straight games, and if you're Marshall, if you win Conference USA East, you have to play the championship game. 1 week later. I also think, you know, when you look at Marshall's schedule, the fact that they play Southern Miss, NTSU, and Western Kentucky late in the year kind of plays into that, with just a schedule with no breaks and arguably the toughest games of your season come at the end of the year. I think that's a huge concern for Marshall. I think certainly there's a lot of depth in this program. I think the fact that Chase Litton is now solidified as a starter in his second year helps, but that schedule at the end of the year with no break is going to be really tough to navigate, especially if you have an injury or two. There's just not a lot of time to get them healthy over the course of the season.
Talking to Stephen Lassen, Athlon Sports. Stephen, some people around Huntington, some sports writers, some fans are calling this in 2016 the year before the year. Now, I don't know how far that crystal ball of yours looks out, but can you see that being the case where you have the young defense, you have Chase Litton coming back as a sophomore? Maybe this is the year before the big one, maybe in 2017?
I could certainly see that. You know, this is, I think when you look at Marshall's depth chart and you see a lot of juniors, you see a lot of sophomores, and especially on the defensive side of the ball, I think it plays into that. But on the other side of it, you know, I think when Doc Holliday has done such a great job at Marshall recruiting, bringing in talent, developing it, that, you know, Marshall's almost become the type of program that, once again, that you just expect them to win 8, 9, 10 games. And if you're Marshall and you win 8 or 9 games in what supposedly maybe a rebuilding year before the big year, that's a pretty good sign of where your program is. So I think, you know, we looked at NTSU, Marshall, and Western Kentucky being all really close. And if Marshall is you know, in that 8 to 9 win range, they're going to have a chance to win the East again this year. Not to mention, looking ahead, this team looks very good for 2017. So I think you start to look optimistically that 2017 could be very good, but also 2016 could be pretty good because the division is right there for Marshall to win.
One more question for you, Stephen. And again, looking at that crystal ball, are there any teams in Conference USA this year that will compete for that golden ticket and that New Year's Day Bowl?
That's a tough question. You know, I think when you look at the group of five teams, I think Houston, Boise State, and San Diego State are kind of on a different level right now than anyone else. Southern Miss was the one team that, you know, kind of back in December, January, I thought might have a chance, but with the coaching change there, it's just hard to know how much it's going to impact that team in the course of the season. And Southern Miss does have some games. They play at Kentucky. They play at LSU. They have chances to pick up those marquee wins, but I think realistically, this to me looks like a rebuilding year, not necessarily for the conference, but this is a year where they're not going to have a clear group of five champion that can challenge Houston or Boise State. I think you're looking kind of like we talked about 2017, give Western Kentucky a year to find a quarterback, give Marshall a chance to reload on defense. I think right now it's pretty much Houston, Boise State, or San Diego State as far as the top group of five, and then I think there's a little bit of a gap.
He's Stephen Lassen. You can find him over at athlonsports.com. Check out his Conference USA preview. Stephen, thanks for taking the time today.
Hey, Dave, anytime. Always good to talk to you.
Stephen Lassen, Athlon Sports, with the 2016 Conference USA preview. So, all right, keep in mind what factored into their decisions. A little more experience coming back for Middle Tennessee. Western Kentucky's got to replace the quarterback, the Brandon Dowdy. Marshall probably, I think Marshall's the most talented team in the Eastern Division right now, but you have so many question marks with having to replace so many guys on the defensive side of the ball. But Marshall gets Middle Tennessee and Western at home, and that's going to be a big advantage. Now, Marshall's got to play 12 straight weeks, and that's going to be tough. That's what worries me, maybe more than anything else, is playing those 12 straight weeks that you get some point in the year where you're banged up, which you're going to be at some point, and you slip up in a game that maybe you shouldn't. Or you get into the fourth quarter, it's a close game, and you've played 10 straight weekends, and you've got guys banged up, and maybe you let one slip away. That worries me, maybe more than anything else. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Why you should just forget about this Mid-American Conference conversation and why mid-majors should be worried about some pending court cases. It's the Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Stampede Podcast presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. Why conferences like Conference USA, the Sun Belt, other mid-majors should be worried. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. With so many people lamenting this television rights deal, and now that the Mid-American Conference payout is better over there, I've heard chatter, I've seen it on the message boards, I've talked to people who have said to me, well, should just go back to the Mid-American Conference. Go back to the MAC. Now, if Marshall was to switch conferences at this point, if there was that option available, the MAC would be where I think Marshall would end up going. I don't think you make the jump to the AAC. Look at the difference in athletic budgets between Conference USA. Just look at Marshall and the AAC. Marshall's athletic budget somewhere in the neighborhood of $27 million. The lowest in the AAC is, up around 40. You're going to jump $12, $13 million to catch up to the lowest budget already. There's not an extra $12 or $13 million lying around. So you make that jump. You can't compete at that level with that type of money. Now you go to the MAC. Financially, you're on an even playing field. But the MAC is not a step forward. The prestige of the Mid-American Conference hasn't exactly increased over the last 10 years since Marshall left. Marshall elevated the Mid-American Conference. Remember, that league had one bowl bid before Marshall got there. Remember, 1999, you lose to Western Michigan. Marshall doesn't go to a bowl game that year. Yes, right now it has a better TV deal. But back in 2006, when Marshall made the jump to Conference USA, did anybody think that WVU was going to go to the Big 12 or Nebraska to the Big 10 or Maryland leave the ACC? Marshall made the right decision, and I think it made the right decision to go to Conference USA. It made the right decision to jump from the old Division I AA, FCS, up to Division I A. I've heard former athletic administrators tell me Marshall should have never left the FCS. To me, that is that backward, old style of thinking that really held the program back, held the university back, for the better part of the We Play for Championship years, when nothing got done. Mike Hamrick, the AD, the late Stephen Kopp, they were forward. They were always looking forward, trying to push the program forward. Now Jerry Gilbert in as president as well. They're looking forward. You have to look to progress. And progressing is not taking a step back to the Mid-American Conference. Never mind the fact, by the way, I don't think the MAC is looking to take anybody in anyway. It's got 12 teams, pretty good TV deal. Why split up the revenue any more than it has to? Harry Minium has a column in the Virginian Pilot this week talking about some of the lawsuits that are out there. Lots of lawsuits filed against these conferences, but one in particular should keep Conference USA officials worried as well as coaches. Has to do with the former Northern Illinois punter Peter Depp. He attempted to transfer from Northern Illinois to Iowa. Since both were FBS schools, he was going to have to sit out. He has sued. The NCAA recently claimed in court filings that he lacks legal standings to sue. What he's trying to do is sue the NCAA and have the courts force the NCAA to do away with that sitting out a year rule for football, basketball, women's basketball. Now, if you're a graduate student, you can transfer and play right away, and look what that's done. It's opened up a whole new world of recruiting and tampering. But just imagine if this case goes through and the NCAA has to allow players to transfer without sitting out a year. Now, yes, I do believe you should lift some of these restrictions on some of these players, that it's unfair that you get saddled into a scholarship and your coach might leave, and you're stuck there because you've committed to a coach. But just imagine if you, every year, you're a free agent. Schools in Mid-American Conference, Conference USA, Sun Belt, these mid-major schools, suddenly, they can kind of become, and this is what Harry Minium says in his column, they kind of become minor league programs. Because if you can transfer, no penalty, don't have to sit out a year, what's going to stop Florida or Florida State or West Virginia, anybody in a major conference from coming and knocking on the door at a Marshall? Or say it's Western Kentucky. Hey, Brandon Dowdy, how would you like to do that in the Big 12? How would you like to come throw the ball around the ACC like that? Or schools such as Marshall, you get these guys down here where they're going to play. A guy like a Chase Litton. Now, that's not to say these guys would leave. I don't know their process, but you're going to have tampering. You're going to have that recruiting, and it's just going to muddy the waters even more in the NCAAs. Keep an eye on some of these court cases. It's the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com, West Virginia Metro News Radio Network. All out of time this week. My thanks to Athlon Sports' Stephen Lassen for joining me. A little Conference USA preview. They're going with Middle Tennessee. We shall see. We shall see. Less than 100 days to kick off. Again, thanks to Stephen Lassen, my guests, the crew, Clark, Crystal, and Ryan. It is the Stampede Podcast, presented by WVMetroNews.com and the West Virginia Metro News Radio Network.